Artisana is a social enterprise. We're dedicated to expanding opportunities for women affected by intergenerational poverty. So we're expanding employment opportunities by training and then paying women to weave our products, and then also leadership opportunities and educational opportunities through different programming. And essentially what we do is we collect donations of T-shirts, and we cut those up and turn them into products by weaving them using traditional hand-operated looms. And so it's, you know, a traditional process that people have done all around the world for centuries, weaving out of rags. Basically a way to help cut down on textile waste, because there's over 14 billion tons of textile that goes into the landfill every year from Americans alone. And so this is one small way to reclaim a piece of that and turn it into things that the community needs.
And so what is it that you make out of these discarded T-shirts on the traditional looms?
We make handwoven items specializing mostly in interior decor pieces. So throw pillows, accent pillows, table runners, placemats. We've done rugs. We've done wall tapestries. We do custom projects for folks who need something specific in their home, or even who want to turn their own T-shirts. We just finished making a table runner out of one family, dropped off a bunch of their T-shirts and turned it into table runner, made 100% out of their own T-shirts, for instance. So there's a lot that you can do. But our main activity right now is we have our own collection of interior design stuff that we sell on our online store.
And so I was just going to ask, where can people go and look at your merchandise and maybe make a purchase?
Yes, we warmly invite people to check us out. We're at artisana.co, so www.artesana.co. We have our online store there, a little more information. You can follow us on Instagram with at Artisana Style, and you can find us on Facebook as well, Artisana.
And now your workshop is located in the city of Holyoke, and you've moved to a new location. Is that correct?
Yeah. So we've been in Holyoke since the beginning, and we just moved to a brand new studio space. We're located at 362 Dwight Street, the very bottom of Dwight Street, corner with Ray Street, and
near the Amtrak mm-hmm. station.
Exactly right. Exactly.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. Now, you said from the beginning. So when was the beginning? When did you start?
Yeah. So Artisana had its beginnings in a 2013 program for parents that was run in the Holyoke Public Schools in partnership with an organization called Reader to Reader, a literacy nonprofit based in Amherst. And that was my first job out of college. I came here and I went to Smith College in the area and stuck around doing family literacy and adult education programming. And I have an arts background and just started doing different activities with folks in my classes. And I also have always had an interest in ways to disrupt poverty through microfinance and different things like that. And in the back of my mind was the hope that maybe one day the weaving project that we were doing just as part of the adult education stuff could become its own thing and could become a way for people to supplement their incomes or maybe one day really earn a living wage. So through that program, it sort of went through different phases and has evolved to now be its own standalone social enterprise with the name Artisana.
And how many women do you employ there?
Right now, employed are four women. They're the ones that are paid to weave our products, and they work anywhere from 10 to 20 hours a week, making anything from the starting would be 11. But as you're trained and as you become more proficient, you can earn as much as $20 an hour, depending how fast you are. And like I mentioned, always with an eye to how to improve people's personal growth opportunities and people's professional growth. So providing different roles within our operation for people to step into. And that's also another way to increase your earning. And then outside of that, we've also offered free English classes to the community. Holyoke is a bilingual city, as most of your listeners are probably aware. We have over 50% of the population is Latino, and there's a real shortage of English classes despite this. So we've offered free English classes as well as free creative workshops around fiber arts and different things like that as well. So altogether, we've worked with over 100 women throughout, you know, since 2014 when it became its own project. And currently employed are four women, but there's beyond that, you know, more people that we work with through workshops and things like that.
Now, what role did the Holyoke Chamber of Commerce play in this? This came about through an entrepreneurial development initiative that the chamber runs. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, so the Holyoke Chamber of Commerce has started a program called Spark. It's an entrepreneurial program, and as well as different activities, they have a class called the Spark Launch Class, and I was able to participate in that and graduate with just a bit of a deeper understanding of what it takes to start a small business. And that kind of helped crystallize a lot of the forward momentum with Artisana and turn it into, that kind of marked a moment of starting to move towards officially being a social enterprise. So it was really beneficial to work with them. And since that time, they've continued to provide support and just create community around folks starting their own small businesses here in Holyoke.
Tell us about the ribbon cutting and an event you're going to have later today, which is open to the public, right?
Yes, please come one, come all. We're going to be having a ribbon cutting followed by a celebration with food and different snacks and beverages and weaving demonstrations. People will have the opportunity to print their own tote bags thanks to a partnership with Paper City Clothing Company here in Holyoke. And it's just a chance to come in, get to know us, hear our story. Our wonderful mayor here, Alex Morris, is going to be officiating the ribbon cutting, as well as Kathleen Anderson, the president of the chamber. And we're just super excited. It's our first time to have a real dedicated space like this, and just a chance to come in, learn about us, and also shop our products. We're going to have a little pop-up store where you can buy our hand-woven items, perfect for the holidays. In sync also with Giving Tuesday, which of course is tomorrow, so hopeful also to just connect with folks who are resonating with our mission, which is expanding opportunities to women affected by intergenerational poverty.